This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Mine sure has been. Mine sure has. If you're tired of arguing with strangers on the internet, try talking with one of them in real life. If something needs fixing, then lace up your shoes and do some organizing. If you're disappointed by your elected officials, grab a clipboard, get some signatures, and run for office yourself. Show up. Dive in. Stay at it. Sometimes you'll win. Sometimes you'll lose. Presuming a reservoir of goodness in other people, that can be a risk. And there will be times when the process will disappoint you. But for those of us fortunate enough to have been part of this work and to see it up close, let me tell you, it can energize and inspire. And more often than not, your faith in America and in Americans will be confirmed. Mine sure has been.
Well, you know, it was interesting in his speech last night, which is being reported. I know you're not surprised. I don't know that President Obama has ever met up an audience that he didn't fall in love with, that he wanted to talk to. And in this particular case, his goodbye speech, farewell speech, broke from tradition on many ways. Previous presidents spoke from the White House or the Oval Office, and they usually kept it short and sweet, probably in up to about 20 minutes. I think Ronald Reagan was a little over 20 minutes. Bill Clinton, short and sweet. I'm getting out of here, man. I'm done. I'm picking up all the W's off the keyboards, and I'm out the door. And this was about 7 minutes. George W. was 13, and Barack Obama, 51. So, you know, longer than those three previous presidents combined, you know. But, you know, I think maybe some of this, Scott, was, you know, almost, you know, cathartic for himself. You know, it's like, okay, here's what I've learned, being a professor. And he could come to the podium and, you know, give everybody a lesson as to what's going on. And I think that, you know, depending on how you want to hear it, I think his encouragement is right on, is that, you know, go ahead and have a conversation with somebody that you don't like instead of just arguing. He had some good things to share as a result of 8 years of his presidency. I mean, he learned a lot. I mean, you think about what he, you know, where he was, you know, coming into this. I mean, a community organizer. Had been a junior senator, for 18 months? He finds himself, you know, from there. Talk about the fast track of executive leadership. Finds himself in the number one position, and he's learned a lot, no doubt, right?
Yeah, he's learned a well. Again, I you know, people are taking the, you know, get off the internet and, you know, talk to him in person. They're taking that as a swipe at Trump, but I think that's a very I think that applies to a lot of people across the board.
About 50% of Americans, that's what they do. They are. They're introverts. They don't want to be face-to-face, you know. They love the 140-character deal. This is great. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, and any, you know, anybody can be. You can be whoever you want to be on the internet.
Exactly.
So, and it's really easy to say your thoughts behind, you know, insult somebody behind an alias.
Yes. Well, you know, I think there's some nuggets in there to be found and discovered. I don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater and just say just because it came from a Democratic president and one that, you know, I think has hurt this country in many ways. There's some value in some of the things he shared for us.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, that's still the objective and the mission. Got to keep our eyes on the goal and not be tripped up by the noise and things that can distract us, because you better believe it, as soon as you make a goal, it's going to happen. It's just like saying, you know, the first of the year, I'm going to lose weight. As soon as you say that, you say lose weight, all of a sudden a piece of chocolate cake comes running right by you, and a nice cold glass of milk, and it's like, oh man, come on, why did I do that? Welcome back, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. Michael Dougherty joins us. He is a cyber expert, you better believe it, and we need him for a time such as this. Senior writer for Cyber Defense Magazine, board member of Snoop Wall, the global leader in affordable breach prevention, author of the book, The Devil Inside the Beltway. Let me tell you, it's been running amok and absolutely free, and it's almost like the gates have been swung wide open, Michael Dougherty. What do you think?
I think the mass hysteria is like the biggest piece of roadkill I've ever seen in my life. Just the overreaction, the people losing their minds on the left is really something to behold. It's sad, actually.
Yeah. What did you make of the president's speech last night?
It's more of the same. I mean, the man is... Have we ever had a president go through two terms who's basically unchanged and appears to have learned nothing?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's he's still reading out of his, you know, his Bible, a political deception.
Right.
There is just he's got this crowd of people stirred up, and I didn't know if he was running or leaving. It was kind of hard to watch, actually, because, you know, I don't know if you saw Ted Cruz in the, sessions yesterday, in the Sessions confirmation hearing, list all the things that Democrats have ignored just in the Justice Department. So for him to say there's been no terrorist
no scandal, and no scandal, and
no
all this
scandals,
right.
It's terrifying that gaslighting works. I'm not so much scared about Obama. It's the people that actually still believe this so that they'll get themselves into an emotional frenzy. I thought I was watching some sort of zealot religious thing going on.
Yeah, it was bizarre. You know, what I kept thinking, Michael, all along is what makes him so dangerous, to your point, is that he is very charming. And he can hold a throng's attention. He is clearly gifted as an orator. But the problem is when you reconcile his statements with his actions, there's such hypocrisy and conflict. And some people, like you say, some sort of religious connection, fervor, ideological cabal of some sort that is beyond my comprehension, they're going to follow this guy over the cliff. And...
Well,
you know, to me, the empirical evidence is right there. And after 8 years, and you say, wow, this guy devastated. He was a one-man wrecking crew for the Democratic Party.
It's really, again, he is not nearly as fascinating to me as the people that believe him still.
Mm-hmm.
Still. Not 2008 when there was no record and there was just type of promises. You know, but now, and it's a study in groupthink and mm-hmm. cultural movement on how tyrants get to power. Tyrants do not get to power by being vicious bullies.
Mm-hmm.
They get to power through seduction and false promises. And part of his power is the fact that he is so good at completely detaching from reality.
Mm-hmm.
And, but, you know, at the same time, a lot of these things are not working. I mean, the gun fired bullets for several years, and they've been firing blanks. I mean, mm-hmm. Hillary lost. A lot of people rejected this. That theater, you know, I don't know why the media covered it on every single station. I'm just like, since when are we giving farewell appearances? This is not the State of the Union.
Right.
I don't believe this is in the Constitution. It's pretty amazing to me.
Well, they're giving it to him because his approval ratings
over once January 20th is over.
Yeah. But Michael, his approval ratings at 58%. That's what's appalling to me. After all the devastation that he's done, not only the Democratic Party, I say Democratic Party, the other part is to the rest of America. I mean, with Obamacare and everything. And the thing is that, you see, people buy into the narrative. I mean, he insists that it's a great thing. And then he's supported by CNN and the other mainstream media acolytes that go along with him. And they all buy into this number, that fluctuates anywhere from 15 to 30 million people that Obamacare is taking care of. Now, anytime he says he gives any of these figures out, it needs to come with an asterisk. First of all, he should be called on it because that's not true net in what he is, in what Obamacare has covered. Medicare has been a big part of this stuff. I mean, let's look at the net 30 million people supposedly that we began with. What did we do for them? How did it improve their ability to have health care? Now they have access to it? Well, they had access to it. How many people are using it and this sort of thing? At what cost? I mean, they absolutely devastated our health care system. And now here we are in such a situation that it has to be repealed. I mean, if anything was a mandate out of this last election, is repeal that darn thing already and now figure out, you know, what to replace it with. I'm just surprised that the Republicans aren't further along in understanding, because this was my question all along. You know, for 6 years we've been saying repeal it, and I say replace with what? At least have a solid outline and platform and something that has the general consensus of the GOP to say this is what we're going to replace it with.
Yeah, well, general consensus of GOP, what just happened? Trump just won, and the GOP got blindsided, and they're all been sideswiped with that. He's got Tom Price up at HHS, which is a very good thing, but it's of no surprise to me in a way. you know, it's amazing. Again, I still just have to sit back and look at the people that are buying into this and how Obamacare, I mean, I was actually having an intellectual debate yesterday with a liberal medical person,
uh-huh.
and because I like to waste my time, and the knee-jerk response was, well, wealthy people have choice. I mean, you know, at some point I have to figure we have to walk away from letting these people, this very vocal but smaller minority, waste our time, and we have to get to work, and maybe that, you know, hopefully this is going to, hopefully the GOP is going to unify now and get their act together and not blow this opportunity. But, you know, best.
Well, really, I mean, they've got a lot riding here because the voters said, okay, fine, we're going to give you a shot at this deal. They got everything. They got the White House. They got both houses. Now, don't screw it up. And, of course, the Democrats are going to do everything they can to put a wrench in the whole deal because ultimately, you know, they don't want the Republicans to be successful. See, this is the unfortunate thing, and this is where we're divided on party line. It's no longer about the United States. It's about the Republican Party or the Democratic Party. And this is what's, you know, the other thing that people aren't picking up from the conversation from the forgotten man and woman on Main Street America, and that is, look, it be about the business, go get it done, all right? Go make something happen. And I think with Donald Trump, because he has been a man to make things happen, this is the first CEO, a trained chief executive officer that we've had in the White House in the modern era, Michael.
Right, and I'm not getting down on him too much at this point because he isn't the president yet. So, you know, he can't win for losing. You know, they'll beat him up for announcing too early something.
Exactly. And that's the thing. I keep saying time and again, and point well taken. He is not the president yet. Michael Dougherty was with us. We'll continue the conversation on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America, just about 15 after the top of the hour.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix. And choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, a principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely on advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
It's all about you and for you. That's what this is all about. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here with you. We're talking with cyber expert Michael Doherty, senior writer for Cyber Defense Magazine. Michael, what is it with our country? I mean, to hear this whole expose about cyber and everything, Julian Assange says a 14-year-old could have hacked Podesta, and all the 10-year-olds across the country going, hey, don't insult us. We could have done, done it
right.
As well. I mean, are we so mentally deficient, our government, in knowing that for all these years, I mean, we're not talking just in the last couple of weeks, we're not just talking about this election cycle, this has been going on forever. You know, cyber espionage has been happening ever since everybody went to the internet. So what's the big surprise? And oh yeah, by the way, don't forget the United States has been complicit in all this as well. So, but now to hear the FBI and the CIA and national security, you know, talk about this stuff, the DNI, and you go, what are you guys doing here? I mean, you know, are we that stupid?
Say they keep us that ignorant intentionally, and this is what happens when you go to the masses. This is the perfect storm. We have politicians that have morphed over the last century that lying is like breathing, and their own survival is the norm in that culture. So they spend all their energy just circling and confusing us, and all the energy in the Obama administration started out as building a secret network where all his tentacles would speak to each other in Gmail, and then preserving themselves, because if they make a mistake, it hurts the Democratic Party because it bruises the Democratic brand that the government's all wonderful. So when you have these things like OPM and these breaches that lay 20-some-odd million records out, which you can't get that genie back in the bottle, all their energy went into covering that up so they weren't blamed.
Mm-hmm.
Now they've lost, so they're still accusing the Russians, which isn't necessarily a wrong thing, but the reason is absolutely appalling.
Well,
it's
no question,
not about the country. Yeah. It's about a hack.
And it has nothing to do with what was exposed. You know, it exposed Debbie Wasserman Schultz and Donna Brazile and Podesta and Hillary Clinton, the machine, what they did to Bernie, what they've been doing with voting, and you know, which was another deal, which wasn't the emails there. In this particular case, it happened to have been Veritas in the video that James O'Keefe exposed. But, I mean, it's like, wait a minute. The Democratic Party is, they're a psychotic mess, and the only salvation they can have right now is to go into butt-covering mode.
Right, and the lucky thing about this is there is a cognitive dissonance between Obama and the party. So you talk about Obama's 58% approval rating. That doesn't spread around his party. If I was a Democrat, I would be livid with that guy. I have paid the price in every way, shape, or form for him being president, because now we have no bench, no youth, no future. I mean, no experience. We've gotten our clock absolutely cleaned. We have, we certainly have the media that puts on theater shows. But look, the people are catching on. I mean, we're not stupid. They just think we're stupid.
Well, and of course, you know what I love what they do here is when they know they're going to get caught, kind of like with the Lois Lerner deal. You plant a question in the audience, and here it is. What are they doing? They're planting fake news with CNN and BuzzFeed and anybody else that they're friends with still. And here it is. And then they come out self righteously. And announce that they are the bastions and the guardians for fake news, to protect us against fake news.
And they have no self-respect. I mean, the outrageous allegations that are coming out the last 24 hours, I thought they lost their journalistic integrity during the election. Mm-hmm. No, who knew that they would to hit new lows of what's going on right now? This is going to be one long week.
Yeah.
It's going to be the longest temper tantrum funeral we've seen in decades, and it's going to be a sight to behold. Just remember, it's all theater, folks.
Right.
It's theater.
It totally is. I mean, I'm just waiting for Schumer to come out white-faced and go total kabuki. I just say.
You got an imagination. Maybe you should call his office.
I mean, you know, why not? I mean, when you come up with a statement that the only way that you're going to, you know, begin to, you know, have any kind of start of conversation with Donald Trump is for him to abandon the GOP altogether. I mean, forget about the voters that voted him in, but we want you to abandon the GOP, and then we can have a conversation. I mean, this guy, what did he do? Go to the Palestinian School of Diplomacy or
something?
Well,
he should go thank Harry Reid. I mean, Harry Reid's the one that's just disempowered him. He can say all that all he wants because that's all they've got. All
right.
They've got's talking hot air. Harry Reid's made it a 50-50 game. So, okay. They never thought they'd lose, ever.
Hey, Michael, I know you're laughing on this one. The FBI is so desperate that they bought a Geek Squad certificate for service, and they're having dig around, you know, our federal computers, man. The geekers are out, man. They're saving our country.
And that's because the infrastructure was so ignored of workstations, and everyone was warned. This whole thing is a massive red herring screaming, look over there, so you won't look over here.
Exactly.
And unfortunately, you know, they're just trying, the only resort to now is wearing us down. I mean, it's getting exhausting, annoying, it's getting old. It is. These people are losing their dignity. I mean, normal journalists are losing their minds. It is. It's just bizarre.
Hey, so what happens? Julian Assange insisted that the Russians were not connected almost in any way. I mean, he kind of seemed to hit the, you know, we know there's, what, 6 degrees, anywhere 3-6 degrees differential in the world in which we live in. So somebody's connected to somebody. So whether or not it was the Russians directly, although the intelligence community clear, you know, they say, hey, without a doubt, Putin had his fingerprints all over this.
Yeah,
and
so
it's
what?
So
it's
clear
big deal.
Cut. It's inarguable. But, okay, go ahead.
Well, no, and that's just spinning. So what? And big deal. Is that a headline? Like we didn't know that? Oh, my gosh. The Russians are doing espionage work. I can't believe it. And the Chinese. Oh, and guess what? So is the United States.
See, yes.
They're trying to make something out of nothing, and they're using half-truths and half-words. It's really a, did they hack the DNC? Are they working with Assange? There's no proof of that. And so they're speaking long and general. And this is the problem when you politicize the CIA and the FBI and the DOJ. This is what happens, because they put things out there, and now they will say, well, we can't show you the proof, just trust us.
Right.
You know,
well, they've got to cough it up. They've got to cough it up now, because, you know, it was strange, and I agree with Donald Trump. You know, why did they, you know, give, you know, put Donald Trump on wait for a couple extra days on this, and why didn't they, you know, give it to him the same time that they gave it to the president?
It's a terrible thing. This is why it's so many people don't have experience in litigation. This is why judges, juries don't do press conferences. Look, you can't do things in an uncontrolled setting. And the second the CIA is putting out press releases or delaying reports or making things partially it's quicksand. We can't have partially public. We have to have.
There's
got to
be full disclosure. Well, and this is why, I mean, you know, and they're upset because he's using his Twitter, but the Twitter is unfiltered. It's from his mouth to the ears of 17 million plus people. I think it's up to 18 million now, that are in his Twitterverse, universe. And so, hey, look it. And it's upsetting, the media, because they're not the ones that are controlling the narrative. Single-handedly. And so, like you say, you know, they're going down, but not without a fight. And I mean, with every last breath in them, they're going to do everything they can to subvert this Trump administration. You say it's a week. I think it's years to come here. And this is in spite of, you know, the GOP. If they can, in fact, make this government work and start doing some positive changes. I mean, really, the ball's in their court. Their destiny as a party and as something of relevance, it's all on them at this point, isn't it, Michael?
That's right. And if I were Donald Trump, I'd be breaking bread with the grassroots, grinding day-to-day FBI, CIA, NSA, military. This politicized leadership is on the way out. Go around them. And don't tweet about it. Just go, because those people are hungry. They're tired of having Obama and their ilk at the top. Just
without
bring it
a
back
doubt.
To where it was. Let's
exactly.
Bring professionalism back to the organization.
Michael Dougherty, senior writer for Cyber Defense Magazine. Michael, thanks for the insight. Appreciate it. It's just about 29 after the top of the hour.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, I'm glad you could find something to still believe in and understand that words still have meaning. And you got to mean what you say and say what you mean. It still hasn't changed. Those classic bywords still should be the heartbeat and the trajectory of who we are and who we want to be. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. I'm Bill Martinez. And from the moment rock and roll hit the airwaves, it has played a crucial role in politics and social movements around the world. Now, two iconic museums, the Newseum and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, Ohio, are partnering on a one-of-a-kind exhibit that explores the power of rock to change attitudes about patriotism, peace, equality, and freedom. Louder Than Words, Rock Power and Politics showcases the intersection between rock and politics and examine how artists exercise their First Amendment rights, challenge assumptions, and beliefs stimulate thought and affect change through iconic artifacts and photographs and multimedia experience. The exhibit will explore music's influence on civil rights, the Vietnam War, gender equality. Covers such artists as Bob Dylan, U2, The Rage Against the Machine. Louder Than Words is the new museum that will open up on January the 13th. And it'll be on display through July 31st, 2017. And with us right now, we're honored to have with us the director of the exhibit, the development at the museum, Patty Rule. Patty Rule, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thanks, Bill. I'm great.
Hey, I bet you are. You're really excited. I mean, you're 2 days away from the opening of Museum. I mean, what a great concept.
It really is, and we're so thrilled to be able to work with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland. We've been talking to them for years about coming together on an exhibit, and they had this idea, and we said, yes, this is so much a part of our mission here to explain to people the importance of free expression and what it really means in our country and how it relates to the First Amendment. So we're thrilled to have this exhibit with 164 incredible artifacts from Bruce Springsteen's, the outfit that he wore on the cover for Born in the USA, two of John Lennon's guitars, Jimi Hendrix's guitar that he played at Woodstock. I mean, people walk past that and say, is that what I think it is? And it's really an incredible artifact.
Wow, how cool is that? What are some political and social issues that these artists have helped change specifically?
Sure. You know, we start with the March on Washington and, how musicians shone a light on racial injustice and are still doing so today with the Black Lives Matter movement. So it goes from the civil rights era to Black Lives Matter, from women's rights to gender equality, from fighting the war in Vietnam to the war on terror, from championing soldiers and how they have had a difficult return after war. So all of the major social causes of our time have really been shaped in some way by the way musicians and artists sang about them.
Mm-hmm. Patty, as you were putting this together, as you mentioned Vietnam, that was probably, I would think, the pinnacle of rock expression. I mean, in terms of taking over a social movement and bringing to light, what was happening, I think the others have hoped to kind of come alongside and have that kind of impact. But there was no doubt that rock and roll was a big part of the movement during the Vietnam era, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. And we have a kiosk where you can explore some of the music that came out of the Vietnam War era and other, bringing it up to the War on Terror as well. But that was a huge part of our history. And, musicians really sang some of those songs that we're still singing today, and that so that the impact that they had still resonates.
Exactly. How about the other elements that the exhibit include?
Oh, let's see. We have five costumes of the Village People. We have the hat maker that made Aretha Franklin's hat for Barack Obama's inauguration when she famously sang. We have that on display. We have an outfit that George Clinton wore. He did a song, Paint the White House Black, 15 years before Barack Obama's historic election. We've got a really cool concert film where we look back on those concerts for a cause that started in the 1970s with a concert for Bangladesh.
Exactly.
And how bringing all these rock superstars together for famine and various other causes, from Farm Aid to Live Aid, and how those really brought a moment to a much higher level and much higher awareness and really changed the cause. Got people to send millions of dollars for famine relief and other causes.
Yeah, you think about what Willie Nelson did and George Harrison and, Michael Jackson. I mean, on and on, these celebrities coming together for social issues, making a huge difference, didn't they?
They really did. And there's just something about words set to a beat and then sung by someone who already has a following and has credibility within his industry to really, that's why we call it louder than words. It's like when you put these issues to music, it really becomes more powerful and louder than words.
Mm-hmm. Now, the talent that you had available, I mean, there you are. You're there in Cleveland, Ohio, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame right there. The plethora of artists that you had available. Let's talk about some of the performers that you had access to.
Sure. Well, actually, we're the museum, and we're in Washington, D.C., so just people know, to see the exhibit now in Washington, but it was in Cleveland. But the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is an incredible partner. We have Bono. We have, the jacket that he wore and that famous Super Bowl appearance right after 9/11 when they famously sang Where the Streets Have No Name and ran a scroll of all the people who lost their lives in 9/11. Gloria Estefan is interviewed. David Byrne is interviewed. John McCain talks about how challenging it can be for a politician to try to co-opt a popular song. Again, politicians want to get that same burst of energy that rock and roll artists have, so they sometimes collaborate with them, and sometimes they're taking songs that the artists don't want them to take. So it's really, really powerful. It's really, it's got humor, it's got pathos, it's got the great social issues of our time. Really a fun exhibit.
Well, as you say, the exhibit, and forgive my confusion here, it did premiere at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame during the Republican National Convention, and it will be at the museum for Inauguration Day, right?
It will indeed. And, you know, we're right here on Pennsylvania Avenue, and the inaugural parade comes right past the museum. So maybe President Trump will step out of his limo and come on in to see it. We'll see.
I was gonna say, can he stop the parade for a moment? A little detour there. Check it out. I mean, how much fun would that be, huh?
That would be fun. We would certainly welcome him or any members of his staff to come and visit this exhibit in the museum.
Exactly. Well, I got to get there and see it myself to see it firsthand, because I love artifacts like this, and it just sounds really exciting what you've been able to put together and dream up here with the entire team. What a great effort, Patty. I'm going to ask you an unfair question. I'm sure they ask you this all the time in regard to your favorite artifact. I don't know how you would choose one, but you know, it's one of those questions I guess that we have to ask. What is your favorite artifact on display?
It's really tough. You know, I'm a writer, so when I see the handwritten lyrics of Bob Dylan writing The Times They Are Changing, and so you see how it comes from a germ of an idea in his mind, and then he writes this song that 60 years later has lost none of its power. You know, Bruce Springsteen's handwritten lyrics to Born in the USA. That's really powerful and evocative for me. So I like seeing those sorts of things. And certainly, you know, the costumes that they wore, the Village People costumes and the jeans and T-shirt that Bruce Springsteen wore on the cover of the Born in the USA album. All these things are, you know, moments of my, you know, my sort of pop culture soundtrack. So really, they're things that'll, you know, go from the 1960s to current day. So there's something for everybody here.
Well, I could see that this is nothing that you go through. You just walk through. Maybe the first time you take a first draft spin just to walk through it and just feel the totality of everything. But then you really need to, you know, kind of just take a very slow stroll through memory lane here, right?
I hope we help people too, and there, you know, there are two interactives. There are four films in connection with this, including this big screen sort of concert film that's really going to rock the house when people get to see it. So there's so much here, and there's so much rich history, and you just forget these songs and the stories behind them and how much power they had at the time and still have today.
Well, Patty, how long will Louder Than Words be up, and where can they go for more information?
Louder Than Words opens this Friday, the 13th, and it will be here through July 31st. And people can go to our website, www.newseum.org, and find out all about it.
Well, when I stop by, I'm going to be looking you up, okay?
Great, Bill. I'll be happy to give you a tour. Come on down.
I'm looking forward to it. Patty Rule, she is the director of the museum that will be on display, as she said. And go to their website, newseum.org.
Experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many people with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
Are you paying too much for your Medicare Part D prescriptions? At Walgreens, that's a question you won't have to ask. As a preferred pharmacy with many of the nation's top plans, Walgreens offers copays now as low as $0 on select plans. Millions of people have Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy in their network, which means you could be saving big. So switch your prescriptions and start saving today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Applies to Tier 1 generics.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
Before the top of the hour, this is Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Get involved in the conversation. Let me know your thoughts. I appreciate the email. Keep them coming. Good, bad, indifferent. We'd love to hear from you. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Stephen Moore is with us. Always good to have Steve here in his perspective. Senior economic contributor for Freedom Works. He's also a senior advisor to the Trump campaign regarding the economy. And Steve, great job. I've been watching you all over television and the way you've been representing the Trump tax plan and the economy. I know you're getting challenged by people, and it just seems like they're trying to force a round peg in a square hole here.
Well, you know, it's never easy to overhaul the federal tax system. I mean, you have all the special interest groups in Washington, Bill, who try to defend the current system, no matter how corrupt and confusing and incompetent it is. And I think it's all three of those things. But I think we got a good shot at this year. I think, you know, for the first time in 30 years, we could really make some dramatic overhauls for our tax system to make it simpler, fairer, and much more conducive to more job creation and growth.
Well, Steve, you have ignited, you and President-elect Trump and Vice President-elect Pence and the whole team have ignited a buzz of hope across this country.
Well, thank you for saying that. I think it was Donald Trump and Mike Pence who did that. But I was really proud to be part of that, you know, historic campaign. And one of the central promises was this, you know, pledge to get taxes down. And, you know, Bill, the heart of the plan is really to get those business tax rates down from the highest in the world down to, you know, what would be close to the lowest in the world. And that, I really believe if we can do that, and then we do this repatriation, and that's where you actually tax companies 10% to bring money overseas back to the United States. And I view that as a total win-win. We get the money, the tax revenue from them bringing this money back, and the money is invested here in the United States for jobs or for
infrastructure,
or infrastructure, whatever it might be used for. So I don't see the downside on that.
Yeah, I don't either. I mean, it looks all up from here. And then also, you know, what we've been saying on this show, Steve, is that for the first time in modern history, we have a true chief executive officer in the Oval Office. Some of these, you know, problems that the country has had over the years are so academic for CEOs of companies. I mean, they've been scratching their heads for a long time, you know, going, what is wrong with this government? How can they operate this way? And now we might have some common sense, you know, business decisions made out of the Oval Office. And I think a lot can happen a lot faster than what some expect, even though we do. I put an asterisk of caution on this. It took us a long time to get where we are. It's going to take us a little bit of time to reverse it in much the same way that Reagan went through, right?
Yeah, I think that's true. You got to give us 6-9 months to really get things, you know, turned around, because a lot of this requires legislation. But It's also true, a lot of it can be done by the president. Part of it is just the animal spirits of having a president who is pro-business rather than, let's face it, you know, Barack Obama was not a pro-business president by any means. And having somebody who, you know, businesses know will have their back and will respect, you know, companies that are successful and creating jobs here in the United States. And then, you know, some of this, though, the regulatory front, you know, and the regulations can be as bad as anything.
Exactly.
Those regulations, a lot of those can be repealed almost on the first day, you know, literally on the first day that Donald Trump enters the Oval Office, and he just signs executive orders overturning a lot of those regulations that Barack Obama passed, including things like something called the Clean Power Plant Bill, which is what put so many tens of thousands of our coal miners out of their jobs.
Exactly. Well, Steve, just the other day we got an analysis and a statistical breakdown, and they're just saying, just on the regulations that matter, that they even count, we're talking a cost to our economy in excess of, you know, $700 to $800 billion a year. I mean, that's astronomical. Is it any wonder?
As high as $2 trillion. You know, so you're lowballing it.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen, you know, numbers that say the top, you know, I'll give you one example. The cost, a regulatory cost per manufacturing job in America today, you want to take a guess at what it is?
I would have no idea. What is it?
$18,000 per worker.
Wow.
That's like a tax we impose on every American worker. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
I mean,
and how do we compete internationally when
we can't. That's the problem. That's why Trump is right. The rest of the world laughs behind our back. They can't believe we're so stupid that we would put these extra costs on our own businesses, and then we wonder, gee, why are these businesses moving to China or Mexico or India or Germany or France? And the reason is because, you know, there are a lot of reasons, but one of them is because the regulations are so much lighter than so many of these other countries. And all we're doing, we're not, you know, enhancing the environment or enhancing worker safety. We're just transferring the jobs out of America, you know, all over the border to other foreign countries.
Well, see, when you're a big government guy and that's your worldview, this stuff doesn't make sense. I mean, I watch some of these guys like Goldsby that you try to have a fair-minded discussion with, and he's so ideologically fixed, he can't see the forest through the trees. I mean, and he still wants to talk in the realm of the theoretical. He cannot even offer any empirical evidence that his way of thinking even works, where you've got time and proven history where the economy and the economic plan that the Trump administration has put together, it's plausible, it's doable, it's been proven.
Yeah, just look at what happened in the 1980s when Reagan cut taxes and regulations. We had one of the biggest economic explosions in our nation's history. And then, of course, in the 1960s when John F. Kennedy, a Democrat, was president, he cut taxes, and we had a big boom then. And I think we can do it again. Look, I'm very optimistic about the U.S. economy. I think if Trump does even one quarter of the things he says he's going to do, we're going to have a nice, you know, a nice expansion where people really are feeling good about the American economy, and you're seeing it already. I mean, my goodness, you've seen already nearly a dozen major companies say, we want to invest in the United States. We're not
exactly
going to move to Mexico. We're not going to move to China. We want to be here because good things are coming.
Well, they see it. I mean, they know the strength of America and the hope and what's, you know, been here, and they also realize that there's been this pent-up productive potential that's just been lying dormant, that the lid's about ready to be blown off. I mean, people are so excited. They're talking about dreaming big dreams again. My friends with Wells Fargo and Bank of America are saying, Bill, we're getting more people asking about startup businesses than ever before. I mean, there's a lot of momentum moving in the right direction here.
Yeah, and, you know, one of the things we saw over the last 7 years was, you know, for the first time we had a recovery from a recession where more businesses were actually went bankrupt than were started. You know, and that, you know, you usually see that happen, obviously, when the economy is in a recession. But, you know, in a recovery, usually you see more business startups. But I think people, businessmen and women were afraid. They were afraid to, you know, invest because they weren't sure what Washington was going to do to them next. So, you know, there is reason to be excited. It's, it could take a little while for the economy to really rev up. The Dow Jones, as we're speaking, you know, is hovering near 20,000, hasn't quite gotten over that, you know, but anyway, I think it's exciting, and I think it's a real opportunity for a positive growth. And we haven't had, you know, strong growth in this country for 10 years. So it's about time we got a nice liftoff, and I think that's coming really soon.
Well, when you have Dave Stockman making statements like, you know, he made on our show a couple of months ago, Steve, he said America has not realized one net Brent-winning job since 2000. I mean, think about that.
We haven't had the average American with a median income, you know, middle-class family, hasn't had a pay raise now 15 years. You know, according to the Census Bureau's own data, you know, if you're rich, you've done really well. But for the rest of us, you know, there haven't been many gains.
Well, Steve, I think about these millennials and these kids that are coming out of colleges that have been indoctrinated and misinformed about the free market system. These are the ones that Barack Obama referenced with George Stephanopoulos over the weekend in saying that he sees them taking over, that the majority is there on the horizon to carry the weight and water of this next progressive generation. And we've got time to show them and to prove to them that that doesn't work. It never has worked. The free market system can work quite wonderfully, but we've got a limited window in which to prove ourselves, don't we?
Well, you know, there's an old saying, you know, that dates back to, I think, the 1960s. Is if you're not a socialist before the age of 25, you have no heart. And if you're still a socialist after the age of 25, you have no brain. And, you know, so these young, I have hope that these young people will grow out of it and they will see the, you know, that Bernie Sanders' socialism and, you know, Hugo Chavez' socialism. I mean, just look around the world. I mean, you know, this isn't, you know, you don't need a PhD in economics. Look at the countries that have tried socialism, whether it's Cuba or look what's happening in Venezuela, for goodness sakes. They were going to be the socialist dream. And now, I mean, it's tragic. You got people who are, you know, in a country that used to be a middle-class country that are going hungry. They don't have enough food. The stores don't have any food on the shelves. I mean, it's a catastrophic turn of events about how you can destroy a country and destroy an economy when you go the direction of socialism. And, look, I have confidence in our young people. I'm the father of two millennials, and I think, you know, that they will grow up and they will see the light. And, you know, that happens with every generation.
Well, exactly. There's nothing like experience, no doubt about that, Steve Moore.
But don't forget, these young people, these millennials, they've never paid taxes, you know.
Yes.
They've been taxed, you know, they've been getting the recipients of government services until now they're going to have to go out and get a job and pay taxes. That changes your worldview a little bit, too.
Without a doubt. Yes, exactly. Well, Steve, we're very excited about the new Trump administration. You know, we're getting less than 2 weeks away for them to take over and to really allow and promote, you know, dreaming big again in this country. And I know a lot of people are really excited by it.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And, you know, it's a fresh beginning. And I think we're going to see real benefits. So,
well, he was senior advisor to the Trump campaign. Stephen Moore, a senior economic contributor and senior economic contributor at FreedomWorks. Stephen, always good to have you with us. Thank you.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.